What
That's
up?
Right. We are living rent-free on this Wednesday. We have a lot to get to. It's like you said, Dutch is coming up. So let's jump right in.
I should have just said Dutch. That's easier.
Yeah. This is from Josh. What up, sweet spot?
What up?
I'll let you know what's been living in my head rent-free for the past however long. That damn Jub Ticket Stock song. Every ticket stock is flipping magic. Every ticket stock is so much fun. Every ticket stop is flipping magic. Hang out with the P1s. I seriously sing it all day long, over and over. It's currently my all-time favorite song, LOL, Kill Me Now.
It happens every year.
Thanks, P1 Josh. Yeah, that's part of the bit. We'll take a great song you might like and just completely ruin it.
Maybe sometime in the next week we can look back at all the ticket stock songs and rank them. Because I don't think this is the worst one we've had. I'd say it's somewhere middle tier, somewhere around there.
Still ready.
Like, it doesn't drive me crazy yet.
I'm still ready for it to go away.
Me too.
But come on out to ticket stock, everybody.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. Let's go to Brandon.
What up?
Brandon says, like many people, movie lines from classics I've watched over and over live rent-free in my head. My submission this week comes from Christmas Vacation, when Clark Griswold is at the lingerie counter and the sales girl walks up and asks him if he needs any help. Clark replies, What happened? I think I say what happened at least 2 to 3 times a week and have been for the past 30 plus years. Anytime something confusing, stupid happens, or my wife gets mad at me for not paying attention to her, I will quickly reply with what happened. And this is, of course, the example from the holiday classic.
Can I show you something?
I was just smiling. I was just browsing.
For your wife or your girlfriend?
What? What happened?
Woof.
I guess wouldn't be any... wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hotter than they are.
Genius.
That's kind of one of the understated lines of that interaction. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to go with, 'tis the season to be merry.
Right.
Like, oh, Mary, that's my name.
Tanner emails.
What happened?
Good afternoon, y'all. A lot of TikToks live rent-free in my head, but this is by far the worst. This is a Peacock ad that's so awful that it spawned a trend around it. I cannot hear anyone mention the streaming service Peacock without wanting to repeat the first 5 seconds of this ad in their exact tone. Love the show. Y'all have a good one. Tanner.
What should we watch on Peacock for our movie date night?
Comedy or action or maybe sports.
Or maybe a WWE fight.
Well, what about a drama or a piece of history?
Or a limited series with mystery when a mother goes missing. Her 4 adult children piece together everything they thought they knew about their parents. Apples never fall.
We know what we're watching on Peacock for our movie date night.
Apples never fall will be our limited TV series delight.
If we binge all episodes now, we will finish too late. There's always something to watch on Peacock for our movie night date.
Huh. It ended. Good.
What should we watch on Peacock?
So that's a TikTok about Peacock?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, when I hear TikTok, I still think of the Mike Reiner drop saying TikTok.
Oh, okay.
I say it like that every time.
All right.
TikTok.
Let's move on to Jason. He says, hey, sweets. Growing up, I watched Gilligan's Island so much that I saw every episode several times over. This show is maybe out of your demo because I'm older than y'all, so you may not get any of this reference. One particular episode, Headhunters, arrived on the island. The tribe had an idol that looked exactly like Gilligan. I do remember mm-hmm. this. Once the savages tied up a few of the castaways, the professor dressed up Gilligan to mimic the Headhunter's idol. The professor gave Gilligan a phrase to say in their native language, which you'll hear in the audio. I'm 55 years old. This is a nonsensical saying that's been rolling around my head since I was 9 years old. Please make it stop. Thanks to you, Sean, Mino, Monty, and the greatest and sweetest spots of all, your friend, Jason.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
And very briefly, the Kupakai words for frigate prisoners are Pulu Si Bagumba. Pulu Si Bagumba. That's right. Now hit the words hard and make them sound like you're mad.
Ogilu Kumbamba.
No, no. Si Bagumba. Now try it again.
Puluba.
Oh, Gilligan, concentrate.
And going back and watching that, it's very uncomfortable because they put a lot of bronzer on Gilligan to make him look like one of the headhunters.
Yeah, that one probably doesn't fly these days. Probably can't get away with that. What year was Gilligan's Island?
It had to be the 60s, right? Okay. Maybe early 70s.
Yeah, I would see reruns on TV Land and stuff, but never saw it cover to cover.
Of course. Okay, let's go. Let's go to Eric. He says, anytime someone is telling me something sad and I should really be working or listening, I hear Gordo's Indeed pop into my head and distract me. It's hard not to say it out loud. Non-ticket related, if someone does something that annoys me at work, my head instantly starts playing the opening lines of Tussle by Big Tuck. The song was a big player when I was in my early 20s in Dallas, and I remember when it was played out at a bar or a club, it would always get people riled up, especially now, how hard it starts at the beginning. It would be wildly inappropriate to act this way in a professional setting, but it's kind of fun to have this playing in my head while I try to act properly, never scared by Bone Crusher.
Hell yeah.
Also sometimes follows me around in my brain, Eric. So this is the song from, I believe it's called Tussle, and it's the radio edit.
Oh my God. I'm glad this is the clean version.
Yeah.
I probably haven't heard this in 20 years. It's about the time, respect my mind. I'm one of a kind that I'm dying. Duck or dying, these jazz flying. Who do it? Mine. We go keep it crunk. Pull out a bomb. Knock out its front. My whole team drunk. Wait for the rest of your clip to run up.
And that does go pretty hard.
And he mentioned Bone Crusher, Never Scared, in there too. Yeah. I remember bringing this as part of Bad Radio back in the day when I was running the board, whenever they would start just like a dumb argument over whatever. And I would play this, and this was back when Donovan was on the show, and I would see Donovan just like going back and forth. So I'd basically play it just to see Donovan get into it.
Yeah. That's fun. And
it is fun.
Finally, let's go to Daniel. Daniel has one that I very much love, and I wanted to end with this one today. He goes, I'll make this one quick. Living rent-free in my head lately has been this blooper from the sitcom Parks and Rec. So lately, literally anyone, anytime a references a comeback, like a career comeback, a fourth quarter comeback, whatever, I can't help but mumble what you're about to hear and imagine Aubrey Plaza smacking me on the shoulder. I love it so much. Pratt delivers it perfectly, deadpan, and the cast cracks up, especially Nick Offerman. Greatness, love you fellas. That's from Daniel. And of course, I've seen this before and I know exactly what he's talking about, and this is great.
Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks,
Robert Downey Jr., who
Rocky
else?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, well.
In the video, she gets on her back, I think.
Whoa.
Only gonna make the rap party.
So that was on the blooper reel of the DVD.
It did not make the show.
No, that did not make NBC somehow.
Funniest thing Chris Pratt's ever said, right there.
I don't know.
His outtakes in that show are awesome.
He's got a good one about network connectivity problems.
Yeah, which actually did make the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or the one where he's talking about how he has to keep wiping his backside so much.
I think of that all the time.
Like he swallowed a brown marker.
Yeah. It's like he's wiping a marker, yeah.